Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Welcome to our Kartik Inspirations, Vrindavan Miracles. As always, we try to find some peace, to enter some receptive mood, because today a very, very astonishing miracle will be talked about. Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur writes about the residence of Vrindavan. O dear most supremely blissful Vrindavan, if I could see the splendor of your moving and non-moving residence, even with millions of transcendental eyes, I would still not be satisfied. This was seen in the 19th century by an English officer who had come to hunt in the area of Kusum Sarova. Despite the repeated requests from the residents to not hunt there because all the animals, they said, were not really animals but great sadhus. Despite the repeated requests, he insisted. When he went with his hunting party, however, he could not find any animal, no nilagau, no deer, nothing, and was amazed. Finally, he saw before him, crossing the road, a large deer, and he fired his gun. Was shot in the ankle. The deer stopped, turned around, and gave the officer a stern glance and then returned to the shelter of Giriraj, leaving behind a trail of blood. The soldiers ran after. They crossed the Udavalatas and they came near this Gvalapukur to a forested area, and there was a kutir inside. Cautiously, the officer entered this kunja, this forest, expecting to confront the large deer face to face. But instead, he was welcomed by a holy man who was tending to a wound on the ankle. What is this? Said the officer. A thorn, a simple thorn, said the sadhu. No, we have doctors, they can attend to the wound, said the officer, seeing the seriousness of the wound. And finally, he brought an officer, a doctor, and upon examination, the doctor exclaimed, this wound doesn't come from a thorn, it comes from a bullet. When the officer heard this, he remembered the words of the local pujaris. The animals in this forest are sages living here incognito. The officer, by the mercy of this saint, realized his terrible mistake. When the local authority had heard that, yes, there was this sadhu who had taken the form of a deer to inform all the other animals to flee that area, they requested the British government stop hunting at Govardhan. And remembering the seriousness of what had happened, there was an official decree in English, Urdu and Hindi dated 1866. It was placed at the entrance to Kusum Sarovar and is still here today. As far as the sage, his name was Muni Baba. He expired in the early 20th century, and his samadhi, which is now a ruin, can be found at Gwalpokar. Yes, Vrindavan and its residents are not ordinary. When you see a parrot, when you see a Nilagao, keep in mind the story. It may be a sadhu who is there. See you for the next Vrindavan inspiration.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Rama.